So this morning, our children are going to lead us. But I'd like to first read to you something that came this morning from our bishop. Dear beloved in Christ, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Someone I met in Hawaii recently shared that local drivers generally do not honk there. If someone honks, they assume it's a tourist. Hawaiians do not rush. They are polite to other drivers and allow the motorist in front of them to take his or her own time. This description of Hawaiian drivers reminded me of a conversation I had with a church leader about the way we move through Advent. In essence, he said, we rush through Advent, going from one party to another, racing to finish Christmas shopping, hurrying to put up a Christmas tree, scrambling to mail Christmas cards, stressing over preparing food for family and guests. And after all these rushed preparations, we greet this joyous and important day with low spirits and fatigued bodies. I remember my parents saying, you can get up and open your stocking, but we have to have our first cup of coffee before you start with the tree, right? I thought further about the contrast between these two ways of navigating through life in general and Advent in particular. Our commercialized celebrations cause us to honk our way through Advent, to act like tourists rather than residents of God's realm, pushing our way through crowds, hurrying the motorist in front of us, rushing to be fully prepared by Christmas Day. Sadly and ironically, it is precisely our rushing and honking our way through our preparations for Christmas that cause us to miss it. We miss the arrival of the Christ, who has already come again in the people in front of us. My prayer this Advent is that we cease our anxious honking and wait with anticipation. Prepare him come with open hearts and see Christ where he is, here and now, and the great gift that has already arrived. It is the motorist in front of us, those around our table, and everyone we meet. In Christ's love, Bishop Suda. So Julietta came to me a few months ago, actually, and she said, I have an idea, Pastor Angela. I think we should have a prayer tree where we can all write our prayers down and hang them on the tree. And I said, that is a beautiful idea. Can we take it a step further? And she sat and looked at me with wide eyes, and I said, how about we write our Christmas prayers and hang them on the Christmas tree? And they'll sit with us throughout Advent as a reminder of our prayers for what we hope to come. And so we invited the Sunday school to make chrismons, which are Christian symbols. They're ornaments that they've made on which we will be able to write our Christmas prayers, what you would like to see, what you hope for this Christmas. Whether it's in your heart or in the world. And so these young folks would like to share with us the meaning of these symbols, and they're going to pass them out to you. You can pick one, and they're going to pass out pencils. You can write your prayer. Christina's going to play some music quietly while you're writing your prayer. And then when she transitions into O Christmas Tree, that will be your cue. So when you're ready, you can come and hang your prayer on our Christmas tree. And then I will bless it and we'll light it. Okay? So come on up. I'm going to invite you to come to the microphone, though, so people can hear you describing your symbols. Okay. Tell me something.
So a little history about chrismons. It's not a word I had heard before. Had you guys heard this word? Chrismons? Okay, I've not. It was not familiar to me, and Pastor Angela introduced this to all of us. So a little bit of background on chrismons. They're ornaments that were first developed by Francis Kip Spencer at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia in 1957. She began thinking about a way to decorate Christmas trees in her church that would be more suitable for a sanctuary. She thought that the traditional bright ornaments were not appropriate for a worship setting. We slightly disagree, and ours are kind of colorful. She was looking for more white, gold, silver. We added some color because we thought that was appropriate for our particular church. So, so basically, the chrismon stands for Christ's monograms. So any symbol that could represent Christ to an individual were the symbol she chose. For instance, let's see. Not typical of things that we would usually use. This is a set of keys. And so we were brainstorming as we were cutting all these out what this all meant. So this is one of Gavin's creations for us. So the keys are a symbol of the church in all of the world, that Christ is the key to everything in the world. Jesus told his friend Peter that I will give you the keys to heaven. So this represents our obligation to share what we will walk away from this church today, that Christ is the light of the world, and to share it with others, because that is the key to the future. Gavin, you want to read yours? A couple of others. The kids are going to read a little bit more about other symbols that we chose.
The scroll represents the Bible. The dove is the symbol of peace and the Holy Spirit. It is shown pointing down to represent the Holy Spirit that appeared as the dove when Jesus was baptized. The lamp and the candle both represents that Christians believe Jesus in the light of the world.
The white rose is a symbol of purity and can represent Mary, the Star of David, sometimes called the Star of Creation, is a symbol that Jesus was a Jew and descendant of King David. A five-pointed star represents the five wounds of Jesus on the cross. The Nativity Star is a symbol of the Star of Bethlehem, or Epiphany, when the wise men visited Jesus.
The cross symbolizes Christians believe Jesus died for everyone on a cross. The Latin cross also sometimes is called the Roman cross. The base of the cross has three steps that symbolize faith, hope, and love. The Irish or Celtic cross is a normal cross with a circle in the middle to symbolize eternity.
And there's a few other symbols that you'll see. There's butterflies, there's crowns, there's the fish, the anchor cross, a bunch of others, all that have symbols that you can imagine and reflect on as they hand them out. So let's see, we'll start bringing them around. And when you're done, when you hang up your ornament, if you just want to place your pencil back in this basket, I'll put it right here.
Thank you.
Will you join me in the spirit of prayer? Holy God, we have gathered to trim the tree, to thank you for the Christ child's birth. We thank you for dwelling within us and being present with us in this moment. We put the tree in its stand with its top pointing heavenward, thanking you for coming down from heaven above to stand with us on this earth. We have strung lights upon the tree, thanking you for being born to us as the light of the world, a light which no darkness can overcome. We have placed ornaments, old and new, on the branches of this tree, thanking you for decorating us with your peace and joy. We wrap this tree with prayers, thanking you for the love within which you wrap us in each and every day. Amen.